the last day of our devotionals in Evil Grows in the Dark series, and we're going to be talking about the power of repentance. Listen, the key to finding our way out of the darkness and into the light is repentance. We're going to look at John 4:7 today and John 8:12. If you've been following along, we've been looking at Judas's story, and really his story serves as a tragic reminder of what happens when we allow sin to grow unchecked in our hearts. You know, as I pointed out, there is this powerful truth. Repentance has the power to stop sin in its tracks. James 4:7 says this, "Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And so what this verse does is it provides a clear path for us to follow when we are tempted. Submission to God and resistance to the enemy. Judas had opportunities to repent. Even at the Last Supper, when Jesus identified him as the betrayer, Judas could have confessed and turned back. But instead, he allowed his sin to carry him further into the darkness. You know, I emphasize that repentance is key to stopping the growth of sin. What does it do? It brings our hidden struggles into the light. And in the light, sin loses its power. Yesterday we talked about, if you want to do this, it requires vulnerability, it requires sharing the truth, and of course there's repentance. You know, in John 8:12, Jesus declares, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And that's what repentance does. It allows us to walk in that light, to experience the freedom and life that only Jesus has to offer. Our sin can't do that. Our isolation can't do that. Our deception, none of it, nothing that the world offers can bring us the freedom that the light of Jesus brings. It's not just, and here's the thing, repentance is not just about feeling sorry for our sins. Repentance is about turning away from our sin, our struggle, our darkness, our hiddenness, our deception, right? And turning towards Jesus, where he is the truth, where he is the light, where he is the way. So today, if you find yourself struggling, where Satan has a foothold on your life with some sin that's hidden in the darkness, I would encourage you to turn from it. Today, as you think about John 4:7, submitting yourself to God, resisting the devil, what does that look like? You know, when temptation comes, how can you do this? How can you prepare yourself with your heart and mind? You know, what areas of your life need repentance? And then what steps? We've been talking about taking steps. We're talking about confession and speaking it out to God and speaking it out to others, maybe in counseling. But man, you need to take steps. If you want to heal, you got to take steps towards it. And if you're going to take steps towards that, you got to take steps away from the sin and the darkness you've been living in. So today, take some time, as we've done each day this week, submit yourself fully to God. All of your hidden sins and secrets, confess them out, speak them out, take them to him. Identify the areas in your life where you need to repent and turn away from sin. Again, we've talked about sharing this with God. Repentance is ultimately towards God. We ultimately sin towards God, and so we turn away from sin and to him. But speaking out our sin problems to others also helps. So what we want to do is we want to resist the devil's temptations by clinging to the promises of Scripture and walking in the light of Christ. So today, consider setting up regular times to be in your word, because God's word will help us resist temptation. Also of self-reflection and times of accountability, whether you send a text, whether you get together for coffee, or someone can help you work through the sin that is attempting to take root in your heart and mind. Join me in a final prayer today. Father, we submit ourselves to you today. We ask you for strength to resist the temptation of the enemy and to walk in the light of your truth. Help us to live a life of ongoing repentance, continually turning away from sin and toward you. Thank you for your grace, which brings healing and freedom. It's in Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. Hey, be sure to tune in this Sunday or join us on Sunday at Kairos Church as we continue our Becoming the 12 series. And I'll see you next week.